Okay, it's New Year's Eve, and we normally do a New Year's Day message, but we're doing New Year's Eve because we want to catch you before you get inebriated.
Well, who knows? You might even be listening to this while you're inebriated. If that is the case, then the room is spinning. It is spinning. Yes, it is.
Yeah, so we've been with you for, hopefully, you've been supporting you and been a friend in your ear for the whole of 2021. We're planning to be here for the whole of 2022.
Blimey. 2021. I mean, 2020 seems like a decade ago now. And 2021 itself feels like a whole decade to me. What does it feel like to you, Stuart? Because it's just felt like a very, very long year.
Well, I spent most of it up in Manchester. And
Because you moved down quite recently.
You moved back.
Mrs. Wildman moved back to Oxford.
End of November 2021. I was up there for about a year. I can honestly say I didn't really have a concept of the seasons passing.
Yeah, I mean, you're somebody who often stays inside, right?
Yeah, if I don't have to go out, people are amazed at this. If I don't have to go out, I honestly don't. And somebody once said to me, "Oh, well, at least you can go out and you can enjoy the country park near you." And you know, and I said, "Well, I just stay in." They said, "Well, don't you miss this?" I said, "I've had a lifetime of this. I don't know. I can tap into it without being in it."
Yeah. But anyway, Happy New Year to you for tomorrow.
What are your plans?
Yeah.
Who are you going to see?
Yeah, 2022.
Who aren't you going to see?
Just remember that New Year's is a great time to make a change in your life. It really is. But at the same time, it's also the worst time of the year to make a change because you put so much pressure on yourself. You're like, in 2022, you'll rattle this whole list off and you'll get to May, June time and you think you haven't even touched anything. Just remember that New Year's is just another day. My mum said to me once, really, the only difference in tomorrow will be that I just need to put a different year on the check. Yeah. And what happens when you did that first check at that first year, that next year, or that first email, or that you always put the wrong date in.
The weird thing is, I'm 50 years behind because the whole of 2021, when I've been trying to write 21, 71's been coming out. You know, it's really, so I've lost 50 years.
I was doing something, I can't remember exactly what I was doing. I think I was writing some dates down. And for some reason, I kept writing November 2020, December 2020, this year. And it's like, it was almost like 2020 disappeared in a haze of whatever that felt like, whatever it was. And 2021, it's just felt like 2 years. It's a very, very, very bizarre thing. When you look back at time, it's just a very strange thing. And we're overanalyzing. We've just answered Ivy and Worthing's question, or we just discussed Ivy and Worthing's question. So it's good that we overanalyze these things.
And to understand that, the meaning of that, have a listen back. Ivy asked us, do we overanalyze things? And we've milked that comment for years. Happy New Year to you. Hopefully it will be all good things, and if not good things, bearable things, and if not bearable things, just listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I would say
it'll make your life feel great.
I mean Stuart probably will say something after me here, just because I'm saying I'm going to finish the podcast now.
Right.
Or try to, at least.
But
at this end of this episode, I was listening to another podcast, which has got no relation to ours at all. But anyway, it doesn't really matter what the podcast is. But one of the presenters said about, you know, what have I learned from this episode? And he said, well, actually, you know, that life, everything is going to come to an end. Anything that's happening to you right now will come to an end. So if you're having a good time right now, make sure you recognize it and make sure you actually enjoy it. But if you're having a bad time right now, that too will also come to an end. Everything has to have some form of ending.
Is that the last word?
Well,
I'll have the last thought.
You tell me.
I'll have the last thought.